Mike Garcia's Hobby Game Dev Blog Post. 2019-11-2016 Odin, a game dev with many missions. Dean Odin is Moths of Programming, Computer Science. Some screen captures of Dino's wisdom from LinkedIn. Join Dino's Discord. https://discord.ggxnpjrsgmay, or may not be on Twitter. https://twitter.com/dndn1011 Dino Odin is back. Well, he never really left. He was busy finishing his studio recorded album, exclamation, he just started a podcast series, Moths of Programming, where he talks about myths of computer science. The first episode, chapter, is about global variables, and the second is about go-to statements. All are at https://logamp.com. Dino, he talks about where the idea that global variables are bad originated from, which is interesting insight. I use globals, well, everyone does, as Dino explains in the podcast, but I don't see it as global, static or local. I see it more like heap, or stack memory, which is hardware focused, and further to that regarding embedded software, I'm mostly concerned about maximizing cache efficiency. Dino mentions software architecture and structure as the most important skill to teach his students. The two videos below are short bits from Dino's 2017 Twitch stream. Dino is working while talking about education in computer science and game dev. It's not edited, and I left his struggles with Unity 3D at the end because it's both interesting and humorous. https://www.youtube.com/5limtgh3d Dino Dini, game dev starting advice part 1. https://www.youtube.com/vicggdgifnuk/Dino Dini, game dev starting advice part 2 Dino mentions teaching software design, flexibility, architecture, risk management, linear algebra, trigonometry, calculus, physics, shader programming, artificial intelligence, and advises to separate the making of games from the practice of principles listed above. This is really great advice. The craft of a programmer is to be the best thinker and programmer. Speed comes with practice, not more software. He mentions the pillars of understanding. I call this a knowledge software stack. This is what Jonathan Blow talks about in his Preventing the Collapse of Civilization talk. I see a lot of similarities between Jonathan Blow and Dino Dini. Blow also has talked about the broken programming culture not based on reality. Paraphrasing, anyone can believe whatever they want with no penalties. The social penalties for not believing in socially accepted ideas is greater than simply just going with the popular ideas that aren't based on technical facts. It's a negative selection pressure, which encourages programmers to get social decisions right rather than the engineering ones. This problem is amplified online with social ideas generally geared to the largest group, the lowest common denominator, and the ones with the widest reach are commonly not the main experts, but the ones with the most free time. Both men are worthy of listening to, for sure. Thanks for reading Mike Poorman's 3D Collision Detection, the Video Games Supply Chain from 1994. Two comments on Dino Dini, a game dev with many missions. Levy D. Smith at Dartek Brad. 2019-11-30-14-47+1100. I think too many people fall into the trap of trying to find a job in the games industry. I see making games as a hobby, just like fishing or playing sports. Sure, there are professional fishermen and athletes, but the number of people who make it their job is relatively few. However, the skills that you learn from making games are definitely in high demand. There's a real shortage, where I'm from, of people who have Unity, 3D modeling, and virtual reality development skills. M. Garcia. 2019-12-0392+1100. Yeah, same, it's a hobby, that's why I don't touch commercial engines PI, try to, like the math, 3D pipeline, and the hardware. That's the challenge for me, and mostly failing. A lot of people are becoming experts in GUIs. Unity 3D UEEC, it'll be a sad day for many people when Godot, or something else, replaces those GUI jobs. Occasionally I look at game dev job listing, most ask the world, and pay peanuts, D comments are open.